we, by the power of clarity, move from being totally obsessed with all of our sensations, emotions, thoughts, all the points of view, from being totally obsessed with those, where that is all we're thinking about, to being clear, totally clear within all those points of view. It doesn't matter whether they're occurring or not. However, for someone it is who is clear, it's easy to see whether others are really involved in their name tags or in clarity. Very real things come up. They do need to be talked about in a certain way, and different people are willing to be supported at different levels. Now, you know, for myself, for example, when issues come up that are physical, they're not taking over the entire perspective. They're a spontaneous appearance of clarity. They just are whatever they are. It's laughable to me. I could drop dead this instant and it'd be fine with me. And so you see that there's a shift that occurs from being all involved with ourselves to feeling expansive. Whatever our points of view are, our circumstantial points of view are, those are the expressions of potent clarity. So we might as well get used to it. You know, your friend may have some kind of legitimate physical issue. However, it's really, really important for him to empower himself in clarity as the healing force of that issue, whatever it is, to see whether he gets over it and is cured, or whether he dies, he will live in the ultimate cure. He will always be taking the best medicine. And your approach as a friend with him is right on. Support him in understanding clarity, in really comprehending clarity as the entire basis shining forth from within all these medical labels. This flow of looking at things was set up for him early on. And so that's where he automatically goes. But it isn't a statement about who he is. It's just his own points of view. And so that's his learning ground, his space of experience, seeing how clarity shines from within all these points of view. Anyone, anywhere in this room or anywhere else can set up an entire career based only on clarity. There doesn't have to be a career where there's constantly jumping from one circle into the next. Where now I have to be talking about points of view, now I have to be talking about clarity. Clarity brings up super integrity. What am I doing with my life? How do I want to be living? Who do I want to be living with? Am I really willing to settle for the way it's been? I have a choice. It doesn't matter how much we've accomplished in any field or what all the labels are associated with that field. we can walk away at any moment and just say, I won't do it any longer. I will not do it. I will support people in clarity, and I will only accept patients who are committed to clarity. I will only accept clients who are committed to clarity. That's going to be my standard of practice, continuity of care within clarity. A simple business plan, you could say. A very simple business plan makes it easy for you and for everyone. You make an agreement right up front, just like a therapist makes an agreement with a patient right up front to label different diagnoses. The commitment right up front is the clarity commitment. This is the work we'll be doing together. The work we'll be doing together is relying on clarity rather than points of view. The context we'll use for discussing all points of view that come up is clarity. That's what we'll look to for the solutions. This isn't a setting where we will get together and talk about the family history, this, that, and the other thing, and what's come down. We're talking about right here, who we are right here, opening that up, showing how that's been the basis of everything all along, no matter what we've labeled it. In the 12 inquiries and the sequences, the other initial teachings, those are the great opening. They show us exactly what's gone on in our life and how it's all been a great flow of clarity. We get to reinterpret all the misinterpretations we've had about life, right? All the people we've blamed, resented, all the times we've blamed and resented ourselves, the contempt we've had for ourselves and others, all of it we get to see. It's a big relief. It takes a lot of work to try to label all our character defects and keep them under control, keep them in the corral. The corral for shortcomings and character defects. We don't want any of those wild animals to get out. But now we open the gates. All the wild animals come stomping out. Wild animals we didn't even know we had. Looking this way and that. We had no idea. At first it might be a little scary, but after a while it's just like, dear friends, well, yeah, these are the points of view, so what? Then we start to see that they just undo themselves. We don't have to do anything. Clarity is self-releasing each here and now. There's no way to keep it in place. It slips in and out on its own. There's no way to ever capture it and analyze it and say it's made of time and space, matter and energy, or anything else. How you want to spend your life, just within yourself and in relationship with others, is entirely up to you. In clarity, in a real commitment to clarity, it becomes vividly clear how that's going to pan out. When I first began teaching, I found out there were all kinds of people who wanted to come. And I found out that there were lots of people who wanted to talk about their points of view. And at first people would call me on the phone and I'd be on the phone like for an hour and a half or 2 hours listening to their points of view. Okay. Is this how I'm going to live my life? Phone rings. I'll listen to your points of view for 3 minutes, then tell me what the solution is. Phone calls got much shorter. Don't call me anymore. Email me. And in less than one paragraph, tell me where it's at. No more phone calls. Then, well, if you want to hear what I have to say, then you need to make a 100% commitment to clarity. That was the next step. People wanted to talk about all kinds of things, so just deciding what it is exactly. How am I going to spend my life? So you see, what applies to me applies to all of us. When we share with each other, of course we want to be as much benefit as we can to ourselves and others. If we just let others go on and on, spewing confusion, then it isn't really helpful. So, you know, we have a choice in that situation. We can either know that they're open to hearing what the solution is about that. Invite them to present the solution. Or just say, excuse me, I need to leave now. No one is ever a hostage to their own points of view or anyone else's. I'm from a family, too. I'm the oldest of 6 children. And so, of course, I wanted everything to go right for my brothers and sisters, and I still do. However, I found that all of my ranting and raving and ideas about what they should do with their life. Very early on, I learned that didn't work. Now our conversations are, how are you? I'm glad you're doing well. I'm proud of what you've done with your life. You've been a great example to me. Let's have a nice dinner together. And so you see, no matter what our history has been with a person, we can completely change it. These kinds of conversations that are entirely overwhelmed with points of view or relationships require 2 people in order to have them. just by one person not buying into it any longer, the whole dynamic changes. In families, these dynamics can be very ingrained. This one is supposed to be like that. This one is supposed to be like that. And that's the way it is. In clarity, no one's supposed to be like anything. The whole impulse to help your sister is really the impulse of clarity, to live solidly in itself. There's no possibility of being of help to anyone, including yourself, without that. So all the cloying points of view that have been a habitual run of the past, getting into depressive states over family members or oneself, they must be cut through with clarity. The relationship must change completely. It must be cut through at the root with a new relationship opening up. This is what serves you and everyone. Not continuing on like it has been. Every single person on earth is fully potent and capable of clarity. Every single one. And every single person has the complete set of skillful means to support anyone else in resting in clarity. To say, oh, it isn't possible for that one, that's just a cop-out. And you don't have to do any blabbing, any talking about clarity. Just show up as the example of yourself, totally enriched with clarity. That's example enough. Just that has a tremendous effect on people. It starts to seep in. They look at you and they say, wow. Look at him. He's just like me. He's just like me. All of a sudden, I feel different. These radical changes in you have more an effect on other people than all the talking you can do. It's a power that cuts right through all the bullshit. All the history, all the memories, all the projections of the future. This is the basis of relationship, your own clarity. I talk to many people every day, with many people I never even mention what I do every day or what they ought to be doing. So, hi, how are you? If someone asks, well then, that's a different story. The key is the request. The key is the request for instruction. Unless someone is requesting, there's nothing to say. Can you give me an instruction that will benefit clarity? That's a good question. In leadership based on points of view, there are so many points of view, it's impossible to be a leader, a true leader. And they are things like, what will people think of me? Is this the right thing? What if this doesn't work out? Am I being too bossy? Whatever it might be. Again, clarity is the solution. It's the only solution. Your own decisive, instinctive recognition of clarity is inseparable from benefit, inseparable from service. That is the first mainstay. Clarity and service are inseparable. Service and clarity, clarity and service. From your own clarity, you know what to do and how to act in each situation. Right now, you're young, so you're just getting accustomed to this. However, by the power of clarity, it'll become more and more natural to you. Build your team where everyone is in agreement that clarity is the core competence. Make sure that everyone on the team receives training in clarity competence. If people fall out of alignment with clarity as the core competence, then you need to get everyone together and see if they still agree that they're willing to have clarity as the core competence. If they've decided they're no longer willing, then they can leave the team. They've chosen to deselect themselves because the team's agreement is the core competence of clarity.